The white in the South is like the is, I guess, most other places. They will not give and help, especially the ones who has turned out to be tramps and hobos. If they come to their door for food, they will drive them away.
You know about white tramps?
Yeah, white tramps. They will drive them away. But if a Negro come, they will feed him. They always go and get something other than give him something to eat, and they'll even give them a little money. They'll ask him, say, you know, do you smoke or do you dip snuff or you use anything like that? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, they would give him a quarter or 50 cents, you know, and give him a little sack of food and a bar of soap or something like that. Well, but their own color, they wouldn't do that for him. Then the Negro woman would say, you know, well, we got some cold food in there. And she said, oh, no, I don't give him nothing. He'll be back tomorrow, you know, so they want to throw the...
Oh, you mean the Negro woman who works for the white mistress?
Yeah. She would take food and put it in a bag and sometimes wrap it in newspapers. And we would hurry out, and sometimes we'd have to run down the alley because he'd be gone down the alley and holler at him, hey, mister... And he would stop, you know, and say, come here. And he'd come back and said, look, you come back by after a while, and I'll put some food out there in a bag, and I'll set it down inside the can so that you don't see it, so she don't see you getting stuff out of the garbage can, because if she see you getting it out of there, it wouldn't make any difference, as long as it's in the garbage, you know. But we would sit it down beside, because to us this would be dirty, and we'd sit it down inside of that, so that he would get food, and then if we could see soap, we'd swipe a bar of soap and face rag or something other, you know, and stick it in that farm. Negroes always would feed these tramps. Even sometimes we would see them on the railroad track picking up stuff, and we would tell them, you know, to come to our house and give him the address and tell him to come back, that we would give him an old shirt or a pair of pants or some old shoes and some food. We always would give them food. Many times I have gone in my house and taken my husband's old shoes and his clothes, and some of them he needed them himself, but I didn't feel he needed them as bad as that man needed them, because that man to me was in a worse shape than he was in, regardless of whether it was Negro or white. I would give them to him. Sometimes they would sit and talk and tell us their hard luck stories, you know, and whether it was true or not, we never questioned it, you know.